What I gave you, the sheets over here, is I bought a piece of software, actually, fonts. And this sheet came with it.
In each package.
Is this copyrighted?
It doesn't say that that's copyrighted.
Anyway, so things like this, I will bring that up.
In a certain age, so he said, like, if you have two gemaras, then we have to be in the college between them. And the gemara is only on half of the harora, is an only that's looking for things that are free. So in that gemara, if somebody takes it, it's called a rosha, but it's not also. You can't ask him from taking it. So there was hefker. So the mashal says, but there is no clearly defined tircha that you could say that he's only put into this particular item. So maybe somebody takes it, so they took it. Then you had the case of throwing something on top of the seal, which is hefker. So that's the same thing. There is not clearly defined. If you got it, and it's hefker, so therefore there's a double timer. You can't time them. But on the half of the parole, the same thing. Something which is hefker, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't stop somebody else from taking it, being that you can't say, well, why are you taking mine? Go be, or if it comes like that. I got a metzudas, a dog, that you know how to put a dog, and they recess a dog. In such a case, the dog is also hefker. But there, the Marshal says, Kiikar, like the Tam of the Rabbeinu Meir, Olivshe Rabbeinu Tam, that since he did a maitse directly on this thing, which clearly denotes there was a tircha involved in the gathering of these dogim, if somebody else would come and take those dogim, so then in such a case, he would be, so the lotion in the Rabbeinu Meir is Havaki Gezel Gomer. Because he's been going through him, their marshal learns that particular tircha that he put into this particular asek, and that would be also even for a person who lives in the same neighborhood where this asek is having place. Even though the Gemara clearly says that if you live in a mobile and you have a store or a business of grinding wheat, and somebody else comes and opens up another business of grinding wheat, that's mutter, that's not also. Yeah, if it's a ben mobile, if he comes from outside the neighborhood, then it's also, but if he lives in the neighborhood, then it's mutter. And the swara for that is because whoever will come to this one, will come to this one, will come to the other one, will come to the other one, so the mashal is mechali, because there's no clearly defined tircha in this particular item. You know, it's not a pshat that I will grind the wheat and somebody else will come and sell it. Yeah, or I put out the mitzudas a dog and the dog is coming to me and then somebody else has the dog. I put a clearly defined tircha into this dogging, so somebody else can't take those dogging. But if I put a clearly defined tircha into opening a grinding mill, and somebody else will open up his own grinding mill, so that's not called zay, as long as it's a ben mobile. Because you can open as many grinding mills, that doesn't mean he's not taking something that I was particularly oisik in. I mean, I'm always taking grinding, and he's always taking grinding, but he's not taking my grinding wheel. Yeah? So that's why the Marshal is mechalik between all the four Gemaras. So that he says that by Oni, that climbed up in the tree and knocked down the Zaytim. Yeah? So you see Zaytim laying there, and you see an Oni that knocked him down, so there's a clearly defined tircha that went into working on this Zaytim. Even there was no Kenyan on the Zaytim, and the Zaytim are really hefker. Midoraita, but since it's clearly defined that somebody was matriach himself, put a tircha into working on this zaytim, so somebody else will come and take those zaytim. So that gets on the divrayim, and we're not clear whether that choice is a dayonim or not, but certainly you're not allowed to take it. That's zichus. And then the case of Metzudas HaDog, it's also similar, because in the case of Metzudas HaDog, it's clearly defined tircha now, as everybody sees, that I set up my trap, I set my net, and I put the bait there, and now the fish are coming to me, and then if you go ahead and you chop those fish, so you're stealing something of it which I clearly put in a tircha, and that's where the marshal is mechalik. The gansal, if you're the marshal, that you're not allowed to steal somebody's tircha. Somebody put in a tircha into some clearly defined object, and somebody else would come and take that tircha, even though you can't clearly define that tircha, you're stealing tircha. He says, but that's gezel midivrayim, and like Rabbeinu Meir, Ovishe Rabbeinu Tam says that that's gezel gomur midivrayim. Yeah? So that's the marshal.
It's a relative to cases that revolve, whatever it says, Oni. Is it that?
Why does the doctor say Oni? Yeah. I think it's just who would do it, you know what I mean?
Shop,
yeah. You know, it's a businessman who has a big store, you know, going to go climbing on trees and knocking down place, you know, too. And that's, you know, but it makes no difference if it's an Oni or not an Oni. All right, so that's what the Mashal is Mechalik. Nochumul is Mechalik. That in cases where those not clearly defined tircha on a particular item, so in those cases that's not gezel. If it's a clearly defined tircha in a particular item, if you take that item, so then that's gezel, even though that item is hefker. So that item doesn't belong to the person putting the tircha. He hasn't yet been kainis. But there was tircha put into a future, what will be eventually a kinyan, then in such a case, that is us. That's a marshal. Then we have another tshuva. The Rashdam, who was at the time of the Bes Yosef, so he has the Siman Reish Nun Tes. I'll give you all this eventually. I mean, well, next week we're going to start hopefully with Yerusha, but I'll give you the shita. So he had a case like this. Somebody made an Eitzek to make clothing, I think it was like army uniforms. And he thought of this whole idea of making a business, that it would be a good idea for the government employees to have the same uniform. And he suggested that to the government. The government said, that's a good idea, and he got the contract to do that. It was his, he put tircha into this particular idea. Comes somebody else, and he decides to be his competition. He's going to make the same uniform. Yeah.
The idea only, if that was how started, this was only the idea, or it actually is a manufacturer?
Well, he actually designed the uniform and started manufacturing.
And the same, yeah. To the same uniforms, exactly the same uniforms, or is this another different uniform that leads the government to look nicer on the soldiers?
What?
Did the second Jew make the same uniforms as the first
Not
Jew?
Not clear. Not clear if exactly the same, but the same idea. So Marshdam says that that's equal to the case, according to Rabbeinu Meir, Ovisher Rabbeinu Tam, of Metzudos Adog, that he put in an effort on a tircha which is clearly defined to suggest his whole idea of making uniforms, and the Marshdam passes that that's also the other person know how to be Masikis Gvul and also start making uniforms. And it says it's not the same as the case of the grinding wheel by wheat. I'm grinding wheat. But that's not my original idea that there's such a thing as grinding wheat. You know, I didn't invent that whole thing that you grind wheat and then from that you can make chavos. That was not my invention. You know, somebody else invented. I'm a loco grinding wheat, which is out there in the world where everybody knows to grind wheat. And there's some soybean plastics like that. Also,
in American law, it's not that way. An idea cannot be copyrighted. The expression of the idea can be copyrighted. So here, that's why I asked about the
expression of the words.
So, for instance, like Superman, the idea of having a man from another planet who's like this. I remember reading a case about where he had basically, if someone wanted to make another superhero wearing different colored tights and is a little bit, instead of being a news reporter, he is a TV.
You know, he's basically stealing the idea, but he's being machine.
Right, that's
a different
right.
Form. That would be more.
So according to the Sam Sofer, also say that stealing the idea is also?
Well, all they say, again, they just say that this Yid went ahead and made this Eitzek of Asiyas Begadim, which was not an Eitzek before, nobody did that before, you know, for the government, and then another Jew came and he wants to do, I don't know if it's the exact same Begadim, or if he's changing the Begadim a little bit, this I don't know. But somehow, the Marshdam says that that's also, and it's all based on this Marshal. There's a clearly defined tircha that this person is stealing. Let's go see Vaita. Now, there's one more thing. In Shulchan Aruch, it's Siman Resh Mem Beis in Choshen Mishpat. So, there, I read you what the Shulchan Aruch says. I'm sorry I didn't have time to do it. It says like this: if you borrow says a Torah, so what's the din? So, Gemara says you have to be goyel with Pamachas every Yud Beis Chodesh in order to preserve it. That's the din Shoin. Says while you're being goyel with it, you can read on it. Other than that, if you are shomer of a sefer Torah, you know how to read from that sefer Torah. Yeah. And the same thing is other svarim. You give me a sefer to watch, can learn from that sefer. That's awesome. Then the Ramah puts in on this, and that the same way that I'm allowed to learn from it, I can't copy it either. I can't go ahead and take my pen and start copying over from this sefer.
However, if you're a Talmud Chacham of a Mokum Bitul Torah, Chazal made a special gzeira that you're allowed to go ahead and read from the Nifkat. And also that Yecholim Betzin Lachuv Leecho Lehashu Svarav Lilmut Behen. If I have a library and I don't want to lend you my sefer, so Betzin can force me to lend the sefer. But I got the gzeiras that are conos because of Talmud Torah. But Meikar Adin, you're not allowed to go ahead. If I'm watching your sefer, I can't go ahead and copy the matic from that sefer, something which I need. Yeah? Question is, what exactly is the issa? I'm being matic from a sefer that's not mine, right? You gave it to me for shmira, so I'm being matic from the sefer. So I'm more the interesting from sefer in Orichayim's second tshuva.
Not necessarily written by the person who.
No, not necessarily. No, it's a sefer that's out there. Some sefer says that, you know what the Isser is? What an interesting thing? It says, because in those days there was no print. So all Svarim were Ksav Yad. And everybody wrote their own Ksav Yad for whatever, you know, they didn't wear Mechadish the sefer. But everybody would have a Gemara Ksav Yad, their own Gemara. So now I borrow a Gemara. Yeah? And I go ahead and I matik the Gemara, not borrow, but I'm a Shoy member of a Gemara, and I matik the Gemara without asking Rishus. So now, let's say it says like this, there's 100 Gemaras out in the world. Now it's 101. I lowered the value of the Gemara, because there's more Gemaras out there. And that's what I'm stealing. I'm stealing that, in fact, I'm being mazik him, that I'm lowering the value of the Gemara, being that there are more Gemaras out there, and now it's more of a rare item. So that's the issue. That's the Chassam Sofer. Interesting. Huh? What? You can't charge for learning, so that's what it says. That, you know, it's not the charge of learning.
You said that's hard to hear from everybody. So the Rebbe, instead of being a Rebbe, to be a lawyer or a judge. You know what I mean? So,
what was the value of Rebbe's and judges and lawyers out in the world?
Anyhow, so that's what it sounds like. So now we have that halacha. That's another halacha, that you can't go ahead and lower the value, which is why you can't go ahead and copy a sefer, being that they didn't have tfus. But would they be tfus, if some sort of have no objection, somebody borrowing a sefer and going in ahead and writing over a certain and copying part of that sefer. That's what it seems like from the Chassam Sofer.
Isn't that the case of them? Anytime you open anything up next to someone else, because it's two places now, they have to see the price, they have to lower the price because someone's a lower their value. I'll put a pizza store next to his pizza store. Now I have to sell my pizza for $1.40 to $1.50.
So that's a good question. So what's the shot with that? The Mark really says that if I'm a Ben Mogul, I'm allowed to open another business. Now that's lowering the price of pizza. One pizza store, now I'm opening another pizza store. Now there's competition.
Trust, and the cartel keeps the price artificially high.
Cartel. So the shot is, because when I'm opening the pizza store, I'm not taking and selling his pizza. Yeah, with the Chassam Sofer, I mean, I think anyhow, and the Tzitzchak Choshen thinks that way too, that's only, that's clearly, Shulchan Aruch is talking in a case where there's a nifka. What if I buy this sefer? I bought a sefer, I went to the store and I bought a Ksav Yad of a Gemara, Chulin. And now I want a copy and make another one. That it doesn't say Shulchan Aruch that's also, even though I'm lowering the value of everybody else's Gemara. It's the same effect, but it's muta. So the only issue is, since I don't own this Gemara and I'm copying it, so then I'm lowering the value of the person who gave me the Gemara to watch. Or if I borrowed it, unless he specifically said to me, yeah, you could be matik. So it comes out from this Chassam Sofer that if I buy a sefer, even though I'm lowering the value by copying it, that would be mutter. Because I own it and I can buy it. Otherwise, that's Shulchan Aruch say, I'm not allowed to write over any sefer. Yeah? So that's a very interesting Chassam, Chassam Sofer. So now let's go to a little bit halacha and maisa.
Again, where is that Chassam Sofer?
Orichayim Simon Beis. Yeah? Okay. So now we have like this. So we have that if it's a clearly defined tircha put into something, yeah? So then, in such a case, I'm not allowed to go ahead and take that tircha, and that's called gezel midivreim. And according to Rabbeinu Meir, it's gezel gomu midivreim, which is mashmi, wouldn't be yotze b'dayon, even though that's not that's not clear. Yeah? So Mela, what will happen if I print a sefer? And I print a sefer of and I put in a lot of effort into this sefer. Yeah? And then somebody else comes and he says, well, you're going to reprint that sefer too. So what would you say to what we know now? What would be the din? Huh? The Chayyur is stealing, it clearly defines.
It's the same sefer.
Yeah, but I put, you mean it's a different sefer that I'm printing? I take this sefer, right? Rabbi Blau in Eretz Yisrael, he went ahead and he put all kinds of effort into this sefer. Right? I see, yeah, it's a good selling sefer, I'll take it. Right? And I'll go to a printer here, you know. Maybe 2,000 copies, I put it up for sale.
But you're not selling the sefer that you did, really, because you're just doing, you're printing a sefer, and it happens to be his sefer, and you're doing his best. Doing his best,
Oh, so it's driving me mechalik, which is what I wanted to be mechalik too, which I didn't see clear how they learned from this marshal that such a thing would be offered, even though they do. Because in the case of the marshal, you know, these fish that are coming to me, in the case of the Gemara with the Metzudas dog, or the Zaysim, similar case of Zaysim, right? So now the dogim are coming to me, and if nobody chappers with this dogim, I'm going to have, let's say, 1,000 pounds of fish. Somebody goes ahead and puts his trap next to my fish, then I'm only going to have 900 pounds of fish. So it's 100 pounds of fish that he's taking from me. Now, the tircha, I mean, he's not taking from me because I wasn't coining the fish. But he's stealing my tircha, which would have given me this fish. Right? So Yehuda's asking, when I go ahead and reprint his sefer, he still has his 2,000 svarim that he prints. I'm not taking 100 svarim from him. Yeah? And what I'm printing is a new sefer. It's a new thing, even though the truth is I took his tircha, because I didn't have to go through the typesetting and through all this stuff, because he redid it for me. Yeah? So you want to be mechalik, that's why you want to be mechalik, by saying that that's different. But then on the terrors to that is that there are a limited amount of people that are going to buy this safe.
So sales.
And if I go ahead and I take the safe and I reprint it, so I'm taking from Rabbi Blau the opportunity to sell his son to more people.
What's the difference between that and what you learned before if I bought the safe right and copy it?
Huh?
You bought that sefer.
Oh, except that the Shidduch Chacham Sofer, right? He says that the iser of copying a sefer without rishus, because I'm lowering the value of the sefer, but he says only in those days. The value of the sefer is not going to be lowered because there's more out in the market. It's just that he's going to be stuck with a lot more svarim. Or maybe it will be lowered, because he might have to lower the price in order to get rid of him, to get rid of the svarim. So that's where the problem comes with the machlokes, comes with all these things of copying things. What damage am I causing the person? You know, is it similar to Metzudas dog? I don't think it's exactly similar, because in the Metzudas dog, I'm taking away fish that would have come to me. In the case of copying a sefer, I'm not taking away svarim that would have come to him, I'm taking away customers that would have bought that sefer. And now instead of buying it from him, my buy from me. That's the most I'm stealing, which is not exactly the same. I'm not saying that it's not also, but exactly the same it is.
The swarm is more like the bait now.
Huh?
The swarm is like the bait, not the fish.
I mean, I'm stealing customers. The bait. Huh?
Customers.
Customers are the fish.
Look,
yeah.
It's more like the one with making the clothes for the government.
Yeah.
It's like it's just going to be less, they're only going to be X amount of government employees.
But according to this Marshdam, right? The Majdam says that you can't go ahead, if I thought of the idea of making this clothing, so somebody else can come and make the same clothing, because, huh? But that would be the same thing as the safer. You know, so I thought of the idea of being, yeah.
So they were talking about the type of safer.
Not the type of safer, the exact same
safer.
You know, what would be the case if I take the uniforms and I make an exact copy of your uniforms? The Majdam says that's awesome.
Getting back to safer, there's no idea. Maybe ideas of where to put what and what to do and how big the type should be.
Well, I'm talking about a particular sefer.
Where do words come from?
He made them up.
This is his own
words.
It's
yeah.
Different than Gemara.
So I think by svarim, there's a big machloikis there where the sefer is clear that you can't copyright a sefer. because Torah is Latna Hennessy. Torah is not needed for Hana, so whoever writes Torah, it's gotta be Hefker. Anybody can go ahead and take it. But
until a person dies.
You mean that you can't give it a Yerusha?
Yeah, that's
what
Kol Manah
comes
alive.
What?
Kol Manah comes alive and he has a...
Yeah, because somebody wanted to tiny. I was going to speak about this. Yeah?
That's a din?
What? No, the din is in Yerusha. That Toiva Tano can't be, you can't get that over Yerusha. No, again, what?
That's what you just said.
Do we pass it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, so then they want to be Mechalic, that you're right. The Torah, if I'm Mechalic, I speak of Torah, right? Mechalic and Chiddush. I said a big Chiddush today. Right? And I said it over in the Shia. And then I say, well, by the way, nobody prints this. Chiddush is my Chiddush. I reserve the right to print it. Sometimes there's no such thing. You can't deserve the right to print such a thing. That's Chiddush HaTorah. But then they want to be Mechalic. That's true as far as Chiddush HaTorah. What if I'm Melakit? The Rambam says this, and the Shulchan Aruch says that, and the Ramos says this, and the Marzdam says that, this one says that. This one, you know, can I go ahead and copyright that? Yeah, and I make a certain fuss and a certain typeset, you know. Says all that the Chassan Sofer would be moizer that you can copyright. Just the Chiddush Torah Shabbat, that you can't copyright. But what goes into it, you know, that it's typeset like this and it's got this heading and it's got this type of page number, all that, that's Zicha Tircha, that's clearly defined, which is not Torah. And that, I zikha go ahead and come.
So if someone takes the Sefer and change the typeset?
Make my own typeset. Yeah, then the fire contra Islam Sefer, it would be Muta. But then a Sefer of this type, which is basically a Likud, now it's not has a few Chidushim here, but it's basically the Likud part of it, that I took this region, I took that region, that could be the Chassan Sofer, would be Moide, that will be Muta. Now, do you have there the Tshuva from the Mishnah of Yitzchok? You left it. What? You don't have it. Let's see if I have a few. Here is one. There's any more? Huh?
I have it.
You have it? Okay, here is some more. Huh? Here's another one. Huh? Two sheets. Here's another one, whoever doesn't have. And here's one more, that's it. Wait. Here's another one. Oh. Any more? Here's one more. Everybody else need? There's one page. Just keep on another page. Here's one page. Huh?
Moshe Bandit Sheet. Another set. That's not so recent. That's 4, 6, 9, 7.
You have a whole set there?
Yeah, that's that.
Okay, so everybody has that good now?
There's
only one problem. I don't know if I have a set.
Yeah, there you go.
I think everybody else has. Do I need any more sets? Huh? So I don't need any more? Let's see what I got here. Okay, let's quickly do the Minchas Yitzchok, because that's a good... Okay. Here's another thing. Everybody has? Don't need any more?
Slow down
in
page 2 if you're
going to
forget.
Huh?
To. We have to page 2,
we'll
need page 2.
Oh, you need a page 2? So I think I have an extra one. Here's page 2. Okay. So the Mishnah Yitzchok says like this. Yeah? I mean, I wrote on top, Hamatzis Chibur Yeshlo Neboy Koycho Eschus Bechibur. Somebody goes ahead. Huh? You don't have it?
We got to start it all.
That's the wrong thing.
Oh yeah, Hamantas, come on. Yeah, yeah, come on. Here we go. We'll look on.
Where are you?
Hamantas.
Oh, wait a second. It's page 2. No,
you got it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, here's another one. Complete set. There you go. Huh? Anyhow, so Hamatzis Chibur Yeshu the boy Koichel Tchus Bechibur.
The boy
Koichel means any his power of attorney or his Yorshim. Anyhow, so Shiras Chuvus Minchas Yitzchok Hev Chelek Tesim Mekufen and Gim. Adova Tviyas Yorshi Hagoen Ba Mechave Sefer Eben Shloimo. Sefer Eben Shloimo. Meis Hamatzis Sefer Horaivon Impirush Eben Shloimo Me Hagoen Hanal. So the Yorshim of the Goen of the Sefer Eben Shloimo, so they have a tviya. And the person who printed the Raivan, which was a Rishon, with the Pirush Eben Shloimo, from that going, and what did they do? So he wanted to print the Ketzamo, Ketzav Niso, Beloy Rishus HaYorshim. So he wanted to take the Sefer Eben Shloimo, Pirush and the Raivan, and he wanted to reprint it without permission of the Yorshim, exactly the way it was printed before. Yeah? The Yorshim or the attorneys for both sides, I don't mean the attorney, I don't know how to say it in English.
Agents
for both sides. So they all were myrif to bring their own riots of the poiskin that speak about this Indian. Things that are mamish no gay, things that are not exactly no gay. Can a mechaber of a sefer without the haskom of other gedolim say that I don't want anybody copying my sefer? Deis, im haninu shelonu yesh lo din mechaber rak al sifrei v'shloima. And in our case, so you have two mechaberim of the sefer. You have the Raivan, who was a Rishon, who, let's assume that there are no Yorshim to this Raivan of that unknown, so that cannot be copyrighted. But it's a seven Eved Shloimo, which is a Pirush on the Raivan. Ogam al Horaivan kematzunosa shehitzvah, the way, the typeset that he said, v'akoponim ketzalmoy beyachadim Eved Shloimo. Or can he go ahead, in other words, can you split it? The Raivan part, that he can copyright. But the Eved Shloimo, which he wrote, he could go ahead and copyright. Or, since he reset the whole thing, Raivan would have a Shloimo, so he could copyright that part also, which he reset the Raivan. But Lobo the Psak Halacha Vezeh, in order to go into Psak Halacha, but you know who he was, right? Diane Weiss. Diane Weiss was a Nifter, how many years ago? A few years ago. He was the Rosh Bezdin, the Ivet, Av Bezdin of the Badat, and according to the non-Zionists, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim. That's the title that he had. After the Satmar Rav was Nifta, he got the title of Rav Bez in Yerushalayim, the Rav of Yerushalayim. For the Badat, he was a huge goin. His tshuvas are unbelievable. I think by now it's already just came out a new volume. So I think it's the 11th volume. Now I don't think they're any coming out anymore because he was Nifta a few years ago. They just found a few more tshuvas. Anyhow, so that's who he was. Yeah? So, it's going to be matic a little bit from the Hakdoma that the Mechaber of the Eben Shloimo wrote to his Sefer. He's trying to say that the Eben Shloimo, the Raivan, he's got a lot of Tuyos in the original print. This is his writing the Hakdoma, what his purpose of his Sefer is. Berosh Tevos is a lot of Rosh Tevos. Bechatzoy Tevos, and sometimes he's missing half words. In other words, Chatzoy Tevos meaning you write a couple and you put a line and you figure out what the rest of the word is. Asher kolei lehelu ava graf bechosu onon godol ve'of api ha-sefer, apnei ha-sefer. And they put a big cloud on top of the sefer, making it very hard to read. Ki gam deha me'ayin ha-yoyse chochom kosher lo la'amud ha-kavonos rabbein. Even the Me'ayim, who is the bigger Chacham, it's very hard for him to go ahead and figure out what it says in the Sefer. Rimonum, Kam Chacham Echad Bevarsha Shnas Tovrish Samechet Behifis Miksa Sefer Horaivan Dehaino Atzoiv Mesechta Nida. Even though somebody in Varsha, in Tovrish Samechet, went ahead and reprinted the Raivan until the end of Nida. We also are going to bear all of Hashem Avnei Shoyam, and he made Urim and the Raivan with the name of Avnei Shoyam. Who emes agit veloy chochet tachas leshoyni ki letoyva hoyuli behar binyonim. So I say that truth is that he helped me tremendously, the horrors of this Avnei Shoyam. Behevetzi harbe peomim asherhuta veina, and many times I bring what he says, what I agree with. Ochein bemechilas kvoidoy hu zal lo som leiv lehovin oymek divre horayman. He really didn't understand the Divrei Haraima very clear, and then it goes on by it. Gam higia liyodi zeh mikor of chelek misefer Haraima v'sechta Sanhedrin. Then I found the Raivan on Sanhedrin. This is all the psicha. It is explaining what the purpose of his sefer is. Atzof hashinipas v'yushalayim b'shnat tov reshayin hey, in kol hashibushim v'toy sofer, with all the mistakes and toy sofer that were originally there. Shehoyuba v'osa simonim chadoshim Divrei Haraima v'chol misechta v'sneatzu v'chol shaloi kedas. And he made simonim not very clear. Bezelik sheva etz shona asher ichal eini leyodi eino leyodi sefer Haraima tfus prak. It's already 17 years since I got the tfus prak of the sefer Haraima. Wonder what tfus I have. Benosati yuni boy benitkasheisi bekamu mekoymos, and he was fair in a lot of places. Shelo hevanti dvarav hakadoshim. Ba'olitzar beakmas nefesh besamti libe lehovin divrei dvarav. The Choneni Hashem is Baruch Levorot Baruch. Rabbi Shalom helped me to understand. The Ken Hayo Kamo Tomim, because Tafti, the Sefer, the Dior, the Chulu. The Roisi, the Hu, Moli Shibushi Atfus, the Toys Amatikim, the Ein Shia, it was full of mistakes. The Erech, the Hatakti Oiso, the Orach, the Hatakti Oiso, Mitchiloso, the Atsofer, the Hagohoiso, the Tianti, the Dafi, the Gemara, the Dafi, the Mamori. So what did I do? I reprinted the whole Sefer, I retyped it, and I wrote my Mekoymus, whatever the Raivan brings to Gemara, where that Gemara is, and so on, and that's the work that he did. The Gamzot was asked, Oy Tadiyah ki betoich, for Raivan bifnim tziyanti hadafim shel Gemara. What I did is, on the print, I put, you know, to the Raivan, he's talking on Mesef Tenidah, that's for way, so I wrote Mesef Tenidah, that's for way, so that's easy to find. But we also Mesef Tenidah, shel Raivan oysu begol roshanti rak hadaf, velo shema Mesef. And I put only the daf, and not the name of the Mesef, and so on. I wrote in each place the daf of the original Tfus Prag. I put a little star and so on. Ubran Sokolatoy Shehoyolo Sefer Arrival Shalagoin Moragol Baruch Franco, Baal Baruch Tam, the Hetigli Betuvo Hagoy Shekosov Agoin, and I'll be giving her right. And the Baruch Tam, let me use his Hagoyes of his Ksaviyah that he wrote on the side of his Sefer Haraima. Alright. I think we could skip a little bit. You get the idea of what he's doing, yeah?
Is there anything that was written in the Nagdama to this?
To this print of the Sefer Haraima and Evan Shloim. Yeah? Oy, Mevuah, Vidvor Shel Hagoyin, the next paragraph. She Sefer Haraima, Kimat Chunosu, She Hitpisu, Im Kol HaTikunim, Im Sifra, Im Shloima, Heimatrei Rein, Deloi Mispashin, Dovo Zeh, Velimet Al Zeh. It's two different things. There's a Pirush and there's the corrected version. And it's printing just the Raivan without his Pirush on the bottom would not be understood, you know, what was it that he was mistaken in the original Raivan. You know, just take somebody who take and copy only the top, it would not be understood without the Pirush of the Evan Shloimeh, because in that period she explains exactly what was originally written, what was a mistake of the print, and so on. You know, by the way, parenthetically, there are a lot of mistakes in Sforim, especially in Rishonim, and even in the Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishvot, especially full of mistakes, where the Matfis took words that belong to the Ramo, put into the Shach, took words that belong to the Shach, and put into the Ramo. So it's Moli Shibushim. So now they're reprinting the Hashem Mishvot without the mistake. For example, in Masechta Moed Katan, which we learn in the morning, that's full of mistakes. The person who put the Rashi, they mixed up a Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, he mixed it together when he felt like it. Sometimes he put Rabbeinu Gershon, I put in Rashi, so the whole thing is totally Meshuvish. So there are examples of such things in the Rishonim. Not that the Rishonim made the mistakes, But the printer, whoever the copier, you know, okay. Hine, huh?
Art scrolls criticism.
Hine behigia toyer hadavar dvar halachi modem bekoich leser iser shelo lehatis kibur built to reshusoy, and this then where you can go ahead and copyright and not let anybody print something without your reshus. For itmar harbe mizeh, there's a lot written on this. But when midrash in the best medrash, when itka harbe b'divrei shel boy koich atzidonim hanal zeh beko vezeh beko. There's a lot in what they wrote to me. Their atzidonim is a lot. Onam for roise besefer tu ashor. And it was the Lemberg, Schnatos, Reshnural, my door, Rabbi, the Raisa, Mesagoy, Moreno, Rab, Five, Halevi, Ab, Bezin, the Rachinzal. Yeah? Val Mechabe Sefer, I don't know what it is, Mikdash Meat, Ashekos of Ezeal Ocean. Then if we summer, then sorry, Raya, something which is known to everybody, I don't have to be a Raya. He Yochel, Kolodon, the Esther, Shaloi. Everybody can ask that which belongs to him. Umehatama Oyster had fost a sefer, he answers that fost a sefer, the Tvu Shor. The Tvu Shor is from the Gedolah Poiskim. I don't very, very rarely is anybody want to be choilet on the Tvu Shor. Okay, my can raise the Mishnah Tvu Varsha. And in the Mishnah is that Kemar in Varsha, Nisa Sham Chuba mea going up best in the Kila Suvok. Sheheshi Vada Mearisha Lehat Vishidusha Toysus Rabbi Kiva Higazal. He has chuz nimsa loy me'ez ha-yorshim. He has the chuz of the Rabbi Kiva Eger's yorshim. Because Akima Shenemba Mamefurash. Se oyster grakos mana mukbals. And it says there that he only is answering for a certain amount of years. So mele it's muta. Umashma. Hozoy v'zeif. Not for the fact that he's only copywriting it for a certain amount of years. Also lehatus v'lor yishus ha-yorshim v'boi koech ha-insha. Then you see that he also would be awesome. Yeah? V'chem muchach. Dal Hagoyim Baal Haflozal, the Haflozal, the Rofer in Frankfurt, the Main, the Chosim Soifers Rebbe, Shekosav, the Hakdamosel, the Mesef Peksuvas, the Zehaloshen, the Lios, the Lorotzitzi, the Hatriach Rabos, the Oinim Hagdoilin, Asheboret, the Dova Haskomos, Ushmotos, Akocha, Hine, Nigoyse Beatmi, Shelo Yorum, Ishes Yodo, the Hatvis Chiburi, I'm Goyse, and nobody should print the Haflozal, and Kulo, and Mikzoso, and Kuntras, Achron, built yet the also you reshus without my reshus. The remit that God is the Chuva Shalomeshi, so you see that the Haflo held that there's such a thing as copywriting a safe. Begamach Sam Soifa be Chuva writes the same thing. Yeah? So the Sam Soifa writes, the Zoilas Mashi also little schar, Mechidush Shetoyo Piske Halochas, besides the fact that you can't go and take schar for this type of thing, Hoyle Mechabe Sefer. Kedin, Mishahim Siddav Chodosh, also the Hasid Kvul. Like somebody invented a new thing, and it's like Hasogas Kvul. It's not for the fact that Samsoeva has this problem, that you are copywriting the Vetoyer, which you can't be in the hand from the Vetoyer. The Samsoeva, the Shitosa, Shekosav Hagoin, for Avshimon Soifa, Shekosav Hashem Skenu Hagoin, the Samsoeva Zal, Shesvaros Hefker, Komisheroite Laatikon, Yobbe Yatikon. The Samsoeva wrote, that's clearly in the Tosa, Samsoeva never printed his Torah. And he wrote in his Tavon, he wrote the Farish, he said the Farish a few times, whoever wants to print his foreign Kola Kavod, do whatever you want with them. So that was his Shita, that you're not allowed to be. Yeah? Our Kwakos of all of his Shuvas, Beis Yitzchak, I think it should be. Yeah? Adirach Sansoifa, and Alde Mike Moya Sadik Niska, Behoya Parnasosa Bereva. Who is like the Sansoifa who had no problems with Parnasosa? But most poskim hold, also is asked as a copyright, but most poskim hold that it's muta, and the copyright works. And here is a dry, the hine. He came his kabbal the halacha, that the halacha is that you could copyright, muchach medivri ago about Chofetz Chaim. It's muchach from what the Chofetz Chaim writes. Asher kuloi shoistim betzomos dvorim. That everybody drinks with thirst the dvorim of the Chofetz Chaim. You know, interestingly, Chofetz Chaim was zoichet to be the poskim gadol. Even though the Minchas Yitzchok was a Hungarian. And you know, and the Chofetz Chaim was from the Lithuanian Poland, but the Litvish part of Poland. But he was Nitzkabel in Kol Tzvutos Haaretz that the Halach is like the Chofetz Chaim. So this is what he writes. Betzavoto hanifas seva havas chesed. The Chofetz Chaim seva havas chesed is printed in Savo. Shiotzo lo mikvara de Yoshev. That the Sefer Havas Chesed was printed by his Yorshin. It was printed around Mendel's axe. All this form of time was printed around Mendel's axe. Shekot Hesham, Shenoisin Rashus, Lekol Ha'oilon Lehatvis, is a Shisha Chelke Mishne Brura. That everybody has a right to print a Mishne Brura. Now it's me and you can go ahead today and print a new Mishne Brura and sell it. He has no problems with that. Bechein HaChofetz Chaim, Ushmir Saloshin, Chele Kalitz. The first Chelek was Shmir Shaloshin and the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. We have Havas Chesed and the Sefer Havas Chesed. Menitche Yisroel, Chelek Aleph. Hamut HaGalivri Taich, which he taiched into Yiddish. The Akuntras Tiferes Odom. The Chutz Me'elo HaSvarim and Reshus LeShumechot Lachsor LeHatzus Misvarov Bilti Reshus. Other than those Svarim, he's not giving Reshus to anybody to print his Svarim. Oy Reshus Boy Koycho Ayinsham. In Kench, Mami No, the knockout came the halacha, so then it's clear that the Chofetz Chaim held the halacha that you could copyright, because if you couldn't copyright, then why is he writing that his Svarim Mahavka for anybody to print? It's a pella that the Chofetz Chaim was mafkir his Svarim. Probably the best selling sefer other than the Chumash is the Mishne Brura. I mean, most people have one shas, but a lot of people have more than one Mishne Brura. Bar mitzvah presents and this and that, and he could have.
And he used to personally sell it.
Yeah, originally he personally sold them. He used to go around all over.
Well, the reason why everybody has them is because it's not so expensive since
he made it. Well, I don't think it's because it's not so expensive. I think everybody has it because everybody lives by the Mishne Brura today. Yeah. This is personally Lagei on me, you know. Because my son got engaged to a Zach, to a Wiesenthal. She's the granddaughter of Chofetz Chaim. She's the daughter of Mendel Zachs. They had the copyright to all this money. I think it would have had a nice, you know, the Yorkshire would have had a nice income to this, but being that they gave away, The oil, they have to have all the,
they have the original.
No, I don't think they have the original, but they have a lot of the possessions that are for the time they have at home. My son's mother-in-law has all this stuff from the Chofetz Chaim's Rebbetzin, second Rebbetzin, her grandmother, the mink coat. The second Rebbetzin was not poor. The first Rebbetzin was poor. The second Rebbetzin already was not poor. She had a mink coat. Eventually from her Leichter. And her Leichter, they had the koisa of the Chofetz Chaim. So they had the gartel. Chofetz Chaim used to wear a gartel Friday night. Only Friday night was a mission. Because it's very small, I think, like 2 ounces or something.
There's
a Zach and Munson. Yeah, that's Zach's brother. Yeah. Masa brother. Yeah. Well, no, he was Nifter, Gershon Zach. His son is Munson. Right.
His girl's school.
He has a girl's school, yeah. Henoch Zach's.
And
there's just one. There's only one from offspring of the Chofetz Chaim, is only the Zach's.
They just sat sugar for Mendel's daughter.
From Herschel's wife.
Herschel's wife.
Right. In Herschel's
wife. Yeah, this past week they sat here.
Yeah, Herschel's. Who sat here?
Davison Kamenetsky is a sister.
Who?
The one who was Nifter.
Oh, the one who was Nifter.
And also, this, yeah, the one who has a shtigler was also
a oh, no, you mean? Yeah, and then there was another one, yeah. Anyhow, so let's go weiter. Ve'oi gamlech tzam soif v'shom shekosu v'zei aloshin v'kem v'sharim matzis in kol shekem v'shehoi tzidor v'chodosh u'v'tzinai shelo yir chidushe toira u'pizke halochus. Here's now being mechalit that the tzam soif is only specific on chidushe toira and pizke halochus. She also nipos char li honos m'menu b'oilam hazeh because he can't have an oil from that b'oilam hazeh. Ava magia sforim u'poizke tamim demut alitol aleim schar but if somebody is magia sefer makes it clearer or typesets that zikhe mutter in kein lefi amivur b'divri agon amichav ezal hanal v'gam kosav kein v'shar ha-sefer in the hektomot resef sh'mira lehen ekol v'zeh aloshem nitvos v'prak v'shnas shinayim v'liz sedorim v'mole shibushim v'yata nitvos v'chodosh oruch v'mesuda keroi v'gam mugo v'mesukon I'm missing yeah. It's only missing a couple of few. Oh, I'm missing a lot. Yeah. Rabbi Bechara Shoruch Mitzula Keroi Vegamuga Mitzuka and Hate the Mari Mekoimus Behoras the Chidushim Ubiurim Harea Hagos Asido Gomar Mekoimus on the Sam Sophie Mutan the Kabos Harkanam. Begin Yagon and Mechabes Akos and Mabel Ashar Mador Rabbi Zelosh and Isa Hasogishbu Yadua Machusa de Arok and Machusa de Rekia Atan the Shoin. Yes, so he copyrighted it, the Mechabe, Uleorkola now, the Kamo Yegir's Yoga Nesakno, that he put a lot of Yegir into being Mesak in the Sefer. ולשחרר לו מכל הטויות וכיוצא בזה ובבד היקונו בשבח כלי וביוצר בספרו אשר עושו חיבור לתאיר שהם עוטרי רעין דלוי מספרשין ובבד הניתון לזכות לעשות דובר שלו יקן נראה לי.
Do you ever cover in any way the meaning of the sea with the circles or the dim Mahusa of the body?
He says it.
Yeah, is that what he's
talking about? Yeah, well, that we said right there. I mean, if you speak of the next Maramotum, yeah?
I'm saying in terms of dim the Mahusa, not only the dim of the Haskamas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at the next one. Why not the Shal's Jula Sholu Meshit? Madura Alev Chela Kavsim Mendalit?
That's Nathan's
one,
right?
Yeah, Shal Nathan's one. Velo Yehet Toira Shalehem. That our Torah Shlema should not be like the Sikha Betelah of the Goyim in copyright. They say, Dover Sheasecha Machisho Umaisen Bechol Yoim Sheamatvis Chibor Yeshle Leboy Koiches Chutz. Yain Ocham Shedam Bezem Mishum Dina de Malchusadino. Cheshayim Besefer, the main institution of Jewish law, Amud 134, Meshekosa Sham Be Apostles of Machsha Sherabuf Rodenheim, Sheagon Ramotcha Benet, Hitler Lacherim Lehatfisoy. The Moscow Menet was master to reprint the Rodenheim's Machzor. The Afbi, the Hitler Psaak Hagoyen Hanal, Shemuta Mikima Shein Dira de Malchus Adino Keneget Ha'atfosa, Shemata Vishem Hagoyen Rav Yosef Sholem Eliyasu Shivita Sheyesh Pase Isur Kesel Hasol Gosbul Mazik Mavir Al Hadas Dina de Malchus Adino and Minik. It's five Isurim in copying over. Gezel, you're still in the Tircha. The din of Hasog is Gvul, Masik Gvul Chaveir and Samotem as is Mechadesh, is Mazikim, because he's lowering the value of the Sforim. The Imabra al-Adas is doing something to get from the Das of the person who did it, and din of the Malchus Adinik, and Mikum Shum Din Minik.
Six.
Perhaps of Eliyashu. Six is there, so six.